Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement. Others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Well, we all know the verdict in the trial of Richard Allen. He has been found guilty of murdering the two little girls, Abby and Libby, in Delphi, Indiana in 2017. That's what the jury came back with as a verdict. Keep in mind, as I've been saying, I'm saying they only saw about 25% of the case. Bob Mata was actually in the courtroom every single day reporting on it for Defense Diaries, his podcast, and for us. My goodness, it's been a little while since I've got a chance to catch up with you. Take us through the end of this thing. Take us up to closings and what was the atmosphere in that courtroom? Because I think a lot of us were very surprised by this verdict.
Yeah, it was it was a bit of a whirlwind towards the end. Like there was, I think, a little bit of surprise how quickly the defense ended its case in chief. Mm-hmm. I think like even some of the jurors, I saw some raised eyebrows when Brad Rosie, one of the defense attorneys, said defense rests. They're like, really? You know, so I think that took the jury by surprise a little bit. It took me by surprise a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. And then as we kind of went into the verdicts, and the deliberations, you know, it was a wild atmosphere out there. I mean, there was always a big crowd out there. I did a bunch of lives, like mm-hmm. man on the street interviews, just trying to talk to anybody and everybody, that would be willing to talk to me on the lives. And it was really interesting, man. It was interesting. Tons of locals, tons of Indiana residents, you know, just to kind of hear what their thoughts were on this thing. And, you know, a lot of people were of the same mindset because I was not cherry picking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These were folks I didn't know. I mean, obviously I talked to, you know, some of the other lawyers and YouTubers that were there, but in terms of just the citizens that I spoke to, many, many of them, a majority of them were of the same mindset that you are. And I think that you're seeing that post verdict online as well. Just a lot of people are like, wow, this is a thing. And, you know, it's truly my hope that someday, that the videos of Richard Allen in his cell are made public so that people can have a real understanding of what happened in this case and how an American citizen was treated mm-hmm. in that prison for 13 months, not just solitary, but just allowing him to remain in there, knowing that he was psychotic was, excuse me, beyond inhumane, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the world deserves to see it, that in order to try to secure a verdict under the guise of trying to keep him safe, that they allowed that to happen and not only allowed it to happen, but really put everything in place for it to happen. Mm-hmm. I think that people are going to be way more shocked than they are just sitting back, kind of hearing about it. It's kind of one of those things you have to see it to believe it.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask about that because obviously we've been talking about this for more than a year while he was in solitary confinement. And that really seemed to be the big thing that we were talking about. He gets almost a new trial free card just because of the abuse that was in there. Obviously they're going to appeal this, but is there any legal recourse for the treatment that he received in that prison? Is there anything that can be done, whether he's free or not? Because it just seems to me that no matter what, this was not how they should have been operating, period. And it shouldn't sway on the verdict.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, I mean, certainly they can try to file suit against, you know, the IDOC, against Centurion, who was the one who put you know, his psychologist in there who has got a lot of issues in terms of her treatment. I mean, she was digging into his case like long before he became her patient and continued to dig in after he was her patient and was relaying information to him that we'll never know.
Yeah.
What exactly she said and what she didn't say. We cause she destroyed all of her written notes, you know, so we're left with what she says, and what she put into the system, claiming that it was from her notes, but I mean, with any kind of lawsuit against the IDOC, you've got, governmental immunity. It's very difficult. And frankly, at this point, as a convicted felon, any kind of recompense he'll get, sorry, I got a frog in my throat. Any kind of recompense he'll get probably would go to the families in restitution.
Yeah.
It's like they would probably file suit and say, okay, well, if he gets any money, we want it in restitution. So I don't know that there's ever going to be anything that's going to be able to be done about it. I think that the best remedy is going to be exposure of what happened in our country with this case and this individual, and that people become outraged and we put our foots down and we say that this is not the country that we live in. This is not what our Constitution says should happen to the people that are presumed innocent. And, we've got to fight back. Like, we can't allow that to start happening. Is that going to become the norm?
Yeah.
Now they're like in a case like this, they're going to say, you know what? We made it through with Richard Allen and we got that verdict. In every case where you got circumstantial evidence, it's not real powerful. Let's try throwing him in prison. Let's see if we could break him for, 13 months. Let's see if we can get it done there. Let's see if we can get those confessions. Is that our new MO? Is that what's going to become the norm? I don't know. I mean, I hope not.
Yeah. But it kind of does set a precedent where this bit worked. I mean, you're not breaking him. That's the thing. And I know you're not saying that yourself, but there's ignorant people out there who think that by doing this, you're going to break him and he's going to, you're going to break him, but you're not going to get accurate information out of him. You're going to break him.
Right.
Full stop. And you'll
full
get whatever stop. You get out of that, but none of it's valid because you broke someone.
Right. Which is frankly going to be probably the most just fervently battled issue in the appeals, whether or not those are voluntary, whether or not they're valid. The appeal is going to really focus on everything. The appellate court, unlike the gallery, is going to get to see the videos of his incel because they were put into evidence. So the appellate court, and if it doesn't make it there to the Indiana Supreme Court, they're going to look at it. And I hope that they're outraged. Mm-hmm. I would hope that they're outraged. I hope that they put their foot down and they say, nope, this isn't how we do it here. This is not our country. This is like... It was inhumane, Tony. That's all I can tell you, man. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.